How about it, Doc? Can you make out any details?
Not really, Jet. Binoculars aren't quite powerful enough. But the port wing is damaged. It's all out of line.
Any sign of life around her?
No.
Oh, then her crew must still be inside. And so they stayed in from choice.
Hey, wait a minute. The main cargo flaps are open.
What?
Yeah.
Then they must have left the ship at some time. Maybe the airlock was damaged and they could get out only through the cargo hatch.
Then where are they now?
Inside, of course. They'd have to go back into the ship for the night and they must still be in there.
Well, that means that at least one of them must be okay. Maybe they all are.
Hello, number two. Jet Morgan calling. I'm now directly south of you and near enough to see you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, number two?
Hello, Jet.
Hello, Lemmy.
I don't think you're going to get any reply, mate. I've been calling them every 5 minutes since we come down from the hills.
Oh. Well, keep trying, Lemmy, and let me know if you hear anything.
Right.
How about Frank? Any news from him?
Yes, mate. He caught up less than half an hour ago. He's on the other side of the hills now. He should be over them in about 3 hours. And overtake us sometime during the afternoon.
We'll be at the ship by then.
Yes, mate.
Well, thanks, Lemmy. I'll call you later.
Right.
Hello, Midge.
Yes, yes.
We've only a few hundred yards to go now. When you reach the ship, pull up just south of her. Then both you and Lemmy put on your suits and go outside. Wait by your truck and Doc and I will join you.
Right. Jet and Doc are already on their way over here, and you're not even out yet.
Well, give me time. I talk up the personal sets to the main radio, or how would we hear Frank if he calls up? Now open an airlock.
Hello, Mitch. Lemmy can follow us over. Did you hear that, Lemmy?
Yes, Jet. You get going, boy, and I'll join you in just a jiffy.
Come along, then, Doc. Mitch, let's get over to the ship.
She's a bit of a mess, isn't she? Must have hit the deck pretty hard.
Yeah. It's a miracle that any of the crew are still alive.
What makes you so sure they are?
How else can you account for the cargo flaps being open?
Impact might have done it. Might have set the mechanism off and they opened automatically.
Ah, chance in a thousand of that happening.
There was a chance in a thousand of her crashing.
You know, I can't help feeling, Jet, that if there was anybody in there, they'd have shown themselves by now. They must have seen us coming across the plain toward them, even if they didn't hear our radio calls.
Yes, Doc, you'd think somebody would be keeping a lookout.
Look, let's go around to the nose. The way the ship's tipped, we should be able to see into part of the pilot's cabin, at least through the window.
Hey, where are you going? Wait for me.
Oh, here comes Lemmy at last.
Only round to the nose, Lemmy. Make your way around there, will you?
Yes, Jet.
And don't walk under the wing. Go round it.
Why? You think it's going to fall on me?
The ship has had a heavy smash, Lemmy. There's no point in taking any risks.
All right. Round the wing, then. But it means a lot further to walk.
Well, there's nobody in there. If there was, we'd see him.
Even if he was slumped on the floor?
During flight, he'd be strapped to his seat, Lemmy. He couldn't slump to the floor.
And if he isn't in the seat, where's he gone?
Ask me.
Well, if they won't or can't come out to us, we'll have to go into them.
But how? The main door of the crew cabin is tight shut.
We'll go in through the cargo hatch.
And how do you get up to that? Fly?
We'll drive one of the caravans over here and climb onto its roof. We should reach the hatch then.
Yeah, I reckon we might too.
All right, Mitch. Come on, a couple of feet more.
How's that?
A little further. That's it. Hold it.